Welcome back. I hope that was a helpful video. It's not an easy video to watch, is it? It's challenging. It's hard for us to imagine what it would be like to be one of the believers in that I Will Stand video. I guess we've experienced a tiny glimpse of what it's like to be an isolated believer through the coronavirus pandemic. Separated from Christian community, locked down at home and unable to get out to gather for worship. Perhaps one of the benefits of the traumatic experience that we've been through is that we get a glimpse into the lives of other Christians around the world who feel very much alone. Why not you close your eyes with me now and imagine and remember how you felt? How did it feel to be unable to see or hug a loved one? How did it feel to be unable to worship publicly? For many Christians, that's what it's like around the world. For many Christians BMS supports around the world, this is what it's always like. If it were always like this for you, how would you grow in your faith? How would you worship? Where would you find faith to carry on? Could you? Now imagine that your family and your closest friends have all turned their backs on you because you follow Jesus Christ. They won't even talk to you. You're not welcome in their homes or at their celebrations. You know they will act as if you don't exist as long as you profess to being a Christian, a follower of Jesus Christ. Would you continue to trust God, to love God with all your heart? What can we do to show our solidarity with them? The Bible says, if one member suffers, all suffer together. If one member is honored, all rejoice together. Now you are the body of Christ and individually members of it. That's 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 26 to 27. We have such freedom to live out our faith here in the UK. Perhaps we don't always take full advantage of that. It's a privilege many people don't have. Now, I have to be careful. I don't sound like that grumpy old dad at the dinner table that says, eat up all your peas. There are people around the world starving. It's a bit of a stereotype, isn't it? But it is still true. And it's still true that we have freedoms that others don't. The incredible believers BMS is supporting around the world, like those featured in the video, believe that faith in Jesus is worth it all. They want to tell others about him, and others want to hear despite the cost. We all want to see a world where that's possible for everyone, don't we? A world where Christian communities are able to flourish and people are able to speak freely about their faith. There are three ways we as a UK church can help towards creating this world today. We can be part of the solution. We can pray for these believers, which we'll do in just a moment. We can give to BMS to support Christians living the gospel, no matter what the cost. And you can Google BMS Harvest Appeal 2021 and give directly, or you can give via this church. All donations will go directly from us to BMS that are given to us. And thirdly, we can share these stories with others where that's appropriate, to spread the word and encourage more people to pray and to give, to support. In other words, we can stand with our brothers and sisters who are living in these hard places, going through these difficult circumstances? Well, what can we do right at this moment? I'm not going to ask you to rush to your bank accounts. You can do that when I finish. But what I am going to do is suggest that we pray together before I close. So let's pray now. As one believer in North Africa said, "I miss my family a lot, but I pray that they would accept me as I am, just as I accept them as they are." Let's pray for people who have been rejected by their families because they've chosen to follow Jesus. Pray that they will experience the unconditional love of God. Pray that they would find strong Christian communities. And pray that their families would accept them and be reconciled to them. Pray for the church planters in Asia who are facing persecution because of their faith. Thank God for the many, many people they are reaching with the good news of Jesus. For the new house churches they've formed, pray for their protection. For the church planters and for every new believer. Pray for those in the Middle East, for isolated Christians. Pray that they would find other believers who can encourage them, whether that's face to face or through social media. Pray that they would find ways to faithfully follow Jesus, even when they have to live out their faith in secret. We pray especially for believers in Afghanistan who may face severe persecution, even death. Lord, protect them now. Pray for BMS-supported ministries in North Africa, reaching out to people who are sometimes very hostile to them. Pray for our BMS-supported ministers that they would have wisdom when to speak and when to be silent, that they would have the right words when it is time to speak. Pray that through the ministries of BMS-supported believers across the globe and from other sources, thousands of people will experience whole life transformation. Pray that as Christians living in hard places seek to share the gospel in word and deed, people will experience the love of Jesus for the first time, and that it would transform every area of their lives. Thank you, Lord Jesus, that you bring peace and love as you come into people's lives. And our world needs it today just as much as it ever has. By your grace and your mercy, grant these prayers, we ask in Jesus' name. Well, may the Lord bless you as you reflect on this morning's harvest service, and you reflect what it might mean for you as you respond, as we stand with our brothers and sisters across the globe who are in very difficult and hard places. And may the Lord bless you and keep you. May his face shine upon you as you go into this world this week. God bless you.